unapologetic for his actions. I wasn't sure if I should believe Sean at first, but I was elated at the thought of having my best friend back. Even more than that, I was relieved to unload the burden that on any given day, Sean might die. He had found the path back to his life, and I couldn't be happier. Then he hit me with another request. After 4 years of retirement, Sean asked if he could come back to WWE for one more match. And he said he wanted that match to be with me. Sean said he wanted his son to watch him wrestle, but I knew the reason ran much deeper than that. Sean wanted to go out on his terms. He wanted to end his career his way, with one more moment in the spotlight. This match represented closure. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, is one of the greatest performers in the history of our industry, and I was honored he wanted to dance his last dance with me. At SummerSlam 2002, one of WWE's biggest pay-per-view events, I wrestled Shawn in front of a sold-out crowd in the Nassau Military Veterans Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, not knowing whether or not he could still physically perform. Truthfully, I don't know if Sean knew for sure either. 30 seconds in, I knew Sean was still the best I had ever stepped in the ring with. For 40 minutes, we blew the roof off the building and had what, for me, for many reasons, would be one of my most memorable matches. In my mind, that match closed the door on the past and opened the door to Sean reviving his career and getting his life on track. Most importantly, to me, I had my brother back. I watched Sean continue down his path and ultimately become the best husband, best father, and quite possibly the best man I know. This book will take you on Sean's journey and show you how his faith helped him find himself again. Sean, I love you, my brother. Hunter. Before you turn another page, you need to ask yourself one question. Are you ready? Foreword, Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's always nice to see Shawn Michaels these days. We both proudly come from the same line of work, professional wrestling. The pro wrestling scene back in the day was like the wild, wild west. We traveled all over the world, wrestling and living like rock stars. Shawn Michaels was one of the greatest performers in the history of the business. Shawn and I rarely crossed paths back in our early days, but finally I made it to the big leagues, WWE, where Shawn was one of the top guys in the territory. Every night I saw Shawn light up a crowd like only he could. Inside the ring, Shawn was a king. Outside the ring, he was cocky, arrogant, and self-centered. We wrestled on many occasions. Business was business. But outside the ring, we never talked. Other than work, we had nothing in common. And quite frankly, on a personal level, I did not care for him, his attitude, or his antics. I won my first world championship from Shawn at WrestleMania 14 in Boston, Massachusetts. No one in the WWE was even sure Shawn was going to go in the ring that night, including myself. After that night, I went my way and Shawn went his. Somewhere along the way, Shawn found God. I can't remember how, so I'll let him tell that story. I will tell you this. The Shawn Michaels you see today is a stand-up guy. He is a man's man. He is a straight shooter. If he looks you in the eye and gives you his word, consider it done. Shawn has always had a great sense of humor, and these days I can laugh along and joke with him because he has left all of his insecurities and arrogance behind. Confidence, peace, and a self-deprecating sense of humor are what I now see in Shawn. I saw glimpses of this back in the day, but now it is truly who he is. Nowadays, Shawn and I have come full circle. I'll go on the record as admitting I have made a few self-improvements as well. We have many things in common now. Family comes first and foremost. A love of the great outdoors, hunting, camping, a close circle of friends, and a four-wheel drive truck are the first things that come to mind. They say the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I guess that